Hello everyone, I'm Budsamudra Knox and you're listening to Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast available right around the world. And wherever you're listening, at home, in the car, at work or out exercising, I hope that you are well. For we shall bring to you episode 21 of the stories from Sri Chinmoy, or as we also like to say, the stories from the heart of the world. Now, the number 21 has, as a rule, a certain significance in many countries. The arrival of adulthood and the chance to get a rather large key to the family home, which doesn't fit the lock. Or at least, that's the old tradition in New Zealand, to be followed by a night of total merriment. Now, if you're interested in tales from such an occasion, then you are fresh out of luck. For today, I have chosen a few gems from Sri Chinmoy's book, The Mushroom and the Umbrella. A curious title, you may say. Now, I have heard of an umbrella mushroom, and it's reported that from time to time, there are in fact little people that fly around with mushrooms as umbrellas. But what is certain is that these stories have all been written with a wonderfully light touch, revealing the lighter side of life that so often escapes us. And speaking of the lighter side of life, I want to introduce now my special guest, Mark Royden, all the way from Canada. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Budsamudra. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Thank you for being on the show.
I have a strange question.
Yes?
What was with the little man and the mushrooms?
Yes, apparently there are little people with mushrooms and that fly around one side to the next. Okay. Have you seen one, Mark?
Not today, but the day's young. We can see what happens.
Well, I no doubt there's a story in that, but listeners, we may have to save that for another time. So let's get started with our first story. The Mushroom and the Umbrella, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox
and Mark Royden.
An English lady went to Italy because she was interested in seeing the village life there. She stayed there for 2 months and then went back to England. Her friends were all excited to hear about Italy, and she told them all kinds of stories. One day, a friend said to her,
"How did you manage in Italy? If you had gone to a city, people would have spoken English. But in an Italian village, they don't speak English. Did you have any difficulty with the language?"
No. I didn't have any difficulty. Before I went, I took lessons for 3 weeks, and I knew Italian quite well.
It took you only 3 weeks? I've been studying Italian for 7 years, and I still have not learned it. What can you do? God gives some people brains and other people no brains. It's all God's fault. That means they didn't have any difficulty in understanding you.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't have any difficulty in talking to them in Italian, but they were the ones who had difficulty. I talked to them in Italian fluently, but they didn't understand me. No, it was their difficulty, not my difficulty. I didn't have any difficulty in speaking Italian. Well, one day, I went to a small restaurant for breakfast and, in perfect Italian, I asked the waiter to give me a mushroom omelette. Now, it was a very sunny day and I was sitting outside. But instead of bringing me a mushroom omelette, he brought me an onion omelette.
I know.
I asked him why he brought me an onion omelette when I asked for a mushroom omelette. But he didn't understand me. Since he didn't understand me, I drew a very nice mushroom. So he said,
Scusi, madam, I'm extremely sorry. Scusi.
And he went inside and brought out an umbrella. Started begging me for forgiveness because I had been in the sun for an hour. I drew a mushroom and he took it as an umbrella. What could I do? So I paid for the onion omelette and gave him a tip also because he was standing there with the umbrella. He was very happy to get the tip for providing me with shelter.
The Two Patients, written by Shrichan Moy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox
and Mark Royden.
One day, a patient came to a very good, well-qualified doctor. The patient was full of anxieties and worries and said,
"Am I mentally and physically sick? I can't eat anything. I can't do anything. I'm all the time sick, sick, sick."
The doctor examined him and gave him some medicine. A few days later, the patient returned.
"Doctor, your medicine didn't help me at all. And all my ailments have only increased."
"What kind of ailments have increased? Well, my medicine has no power."
"I don't know. All I know is your medicine didn't cure me."
"Can you tell me what is actually wrong with you?"
You are the doctor. You don't know?"
"I have examined you thoroughly, but it doesn't seem that anything is wrong in your body."
"Does that mean something's wrong in my mind?"
"Exactly. It is in your mind. What is wrong?"
"In my mind, I'm full of worries because I owe my lawyer $300. My lawyer is now going to sue me. As soon as I think of him, I get, well, all nervous. And when I see him, well, then I get all frightened. Now that he has threatened to sue me, I will have to give him $300.
Forget about it. Think that you didn't have a lawyer and you didn't take any help from a lawyer. From now on, be very happy that you didn't need a lawyer and you didn't use a lawyer for anything. As soon as a thought comes that you owe your lawyer money, simply think that it is all imagination. You didn't have a lawyer, and you didn't take any help from a lawyer." The man went home and convinced his mind that he hadn't taken any help from a lawyer. Now he was absolutely in peace. He had no worries, no anxieties, no mental headaches. He was absolutely in perfect peace. 2 months later, another patient came to the doctor. He was having all kinds of sickness. For 2 months, he had not been able to sleep. He had only worries and anxieties, physical, vital, and mental. The doctor said, "Oh, I had a patient just like you. I gave him lots of medicine, but it didn't work. So I told him how to give up all his worries and anxieties, and it worked. It will work in your case too."
"Oh, doctor, please tell me what happened so that I can also give up my worries and anxieties."
"I tell you, my advice works quite well. Now, not long ago, a man came in with all kinds of worries and anxieties. I gave him medicine and nothing worked. Finally, I said, 'Tell me, what is actually wrong with you? I don't see anything wrong in your body.' He said,
'I owe a lawyer $300 and now he's bothering me all the time.'
So I told him to convince his mind that he didn't owe his lawyer anything. Look, he listened to me. Now he is not at all worried. He does not think of his lawyer. He is at perfect peace."
"Oh, he is at perfect peace. That is why I am full of perfect worries. I am his lawyer. He won't admit that he owes me the money. When he sees me, he has no fear. He feels that nothing is wrong. He discards my letters. He challenges me and tells me that he does not owe me anything. Then he bravely goes away. True, his worries have gone. They have all entered into me."
The Villager's Dream, written by Shrichan Moy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox
and Mark Royden.
One day, a villager had a dream. In the dream, he saw that the king had invited him to become the prime minister and had invited him to come to his palace. The man was so excited about the dream that he told his friends.
I had such a lovely dream. Who can explain this dream?
His friends said, A dream is a dream. Why do you need any explanation? You are getting such joy from the dream. That is enough. Huh? Now, we want only joy in life. So always think of the dream and you will be happy. But the villager insisted.
No. I need an explanation.
One of his friends told him to go to a particular astrologer.
This astrologer can explain everything about the dream. He is a dream specialist.
The man went to the astrologer and said,
I had a dream that the king invited me to his palace and wanted me to be his prime minister. Can you tell me the meaning of this?
I will definitely tell you the meaning of it. But first, you tell me how many questions you will have to ask me before you will be convinced about the significance of the dream.
Well, after 2 questions, I hope to be convinced about the meaning of my dream.
All right, start asking.
Will you tell me the meaning of my dream?
Yes, I will. Now, the first question is over. Give me $500.
The villager got mad and said,
You promised that in 2 questions you would be able to convince me of the meaning.
If you had asked me that kind of question, what can you expect? You should have asked, what did the king mean when he asked me to be the prime minister? Or, is it true? But you asked a flat question. Will you tell me the meaning of my dream?
The villager asked his second question.
Why did the king want me to come to his palace?
Because he knew that he had found the greatest fool in his kingdom. Now, I have answered your second question. Give me another $500.
Thanks for listening to episode 21 of Inspiration Sounds, and thank you to Mark, my special guest. All of today's stories are available at shrichamoylibrary.com if you'd like to read them for yourselves. Now, next week, listeners, we will have a feature, an episode dedicated to horse tales. An episode that is sure to run at a canter, nay, a gallop, and perhaps over a few hedges in the way. And in the main shall be, I'm sure, very enjoyable. Well, that's enough from me for this week. Catch you next Sunday. I'm Budsamudra. Goodbye.